Episode 6, Please Don't Argue With Facts. It's your boy Chadwick to the do right. Corey Martin here.
Yeah, my first time looked down today. I don't know what's wrong. We're good, man. You all right, man? You got stuff you want to get for chest?
Oh, we good, man. Just had a little get together with the family, man, you know, on the holiday. We had a little dinner going on, man.
Did you do the go to church on Easter?
No. Ain't no need me faking the funk. Ain't no need me faking the deal. Some people only go to church that one Sunday out the whole year. I'm like, ain't no need me going.
Do you do the Mother's Day?
To my church?
Yeah, church on Mother's Day.
No, I don't do church on no day.
On no day?
No, you man.
No church at all?
Nah, I unsubscribe from religion.
Oh, okay.
We're going to get off on that one day. But
we're going to have to dissect that a little more.
Yeah. We might as well.
Yeah, well, what better time to do it now? Let's get into it.
See, I had a problem. See, growing up, I always grew up in church, man. Nobody stayed in church more than I did.
I don't know. I think I can beat you.
You think you got me?
I think I can.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I don't know now.
But see, at some point in time, if you keep digging, eventually you'll come out to the other side of something. And what I realized was that a lot of stuff I believe, it just wasn't based on factual evidence. So a lot of stuff that we read about in this certain book that people love, it's nothing else to substantiate those claims except for inside that book. And so that's just like, if I say, you know, I write that I came back from the dead and I died and came back 3 days later and somebody wrote it 2,000 years from now, would y'all believe me? If that was the only place that you can find that? No. Nah.
I was trying to figure out a way to.
Yeah. And there's so many other claims in that book, but you know what I mean? Like, I don't knock anybody if they, whatever they believe, man, but I just can't subscribe to it. I need more evidence now. Okay. And see, people always talk about faith, and one of those profoundly me's that I had, those questions we talked about last week,
yeah.
Somebody said, well, you don't believe in the Bible. So I saw you post a picture with your grandmother outside of church, and I said, it was a youth conference, and I was standing there with my grandmother and my son, and it was just a way for me to go visit a lot of people because a lot of people throughout the state of Mississippi that I know from these conferences are there.
Yeah.
So I was just there, man, to visit and see a lot of faces, but that don't mean I subscribe to a religion or...
Yeah, you can show up in the building, but don't mean you.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. So that's all that was. But and then it got to this long little thing where one of my Facebook friends was telling me, well, what's going to happen to you if you don't believe? You don't get a redo, you know, it's going to be too late. And I'm like, why do I need a redo? A redo of what?
It's basically saying what? Like if you pass on and...
Yeah, I don't believe.
And you don't believe, like, you do it like... You
yeah.
Fall into the gates of hell, brimstone, and all that
kind of
stuff like that.
Yeah, man. And what it comes down to, man, and this is not to knock her specifically, but just in general, it's like, why should I only be fearful of what the condemnation of your religion say? What about all the other religions
yeah.
that I don't believe in, that you don't believe in either? You're not fearful of going to their hells.
Yeah.
So why are you only fearful of that one hell? It's because you've been indoctrinated.
The ones that believe we're in hell now, kind of purgatory. Who is that to believe? What religion is that?
Man.
They believe it's hell on earth right now. Like, this is hell we're living in right now.
I don't know who believe that.
I don't know who believes that.
Shit.
Yeah. I might
agree with him to a certain extent. It's ugly out here, man.
But, I mean, I get it, though. Like, I'm like you, too. I went to church for, couldn't even remember a time not being in church.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Saturday, some would deal with church, Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, this all week, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but when you get older, you start experiencing certain things, you start seeing certain things, you start to, like, you know, I don't know why did that happen. If, like, it's God's will, but God's will for 50 people to get killed and
right.
that type of thing. Like,
today is Easter, man. It said in Sri Lanka, a church, somebody bombed a church and 207 people died.
Wow.
I'm like, on Easter, I'm like, come on, man. But y'all are telling me that this is for some greater purpose or it's just his will. Like, I don't subscribe to that way of thinking anymore.
I think the Bible is a great place to find morality. Like, to place a good place, I guess, a guideline to how to treat people and how to do right by people. I believe God lives in all of us. I think we are the gods. You know what I'm saying? And by us mistreating the gods and ourselves, like in other people, Nah. It's our own bad karma or whatever injustice come to us. Like, I believe that to a certain extent.
See, it has some good morality in it, but it's just like, would you drink water that had a fly that landed in it? You know what I mean? Like, if it was a fly in your drink, would you still drink it? Because it has a lot of good in it. You're like, man, that drink is good. But I ain't drinking it because it got that fly in it. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. So it is a lot of good things in the Bible, but it's a lot of bad things in there too that people just conveniently ignore.
Yeah.
It talks about the ways to keep your slave. If you beat him and he don't die within 1 or 2 days, it's okay. It's in there. Yeah. Exodus chapter 21 for anybody that want to go look it up. Go look it up. It talks about if a woman is raped, she has to marry her rapist. I mean, it's a lot of atrocities in there. It's some verses in there. I want to say maybe in Samuel, 1 Samuel somewhere, and I can pull it up for you guys, where it talks about God telling them to go wipe out a whole nation, even the women and the infants. And I'm like, what the babies do?
Wow.
You know what I mean? So it's a lot of atrocities in there as well. And as you keep reading, everybody just picks and chooses what they want to read and what they want to follow. You know what I mean? And I just couldn't no longer do that. So if I can't believe all of it is good, then I just choose to unsubscribe from it.
Do you have any belief systems?
Yeah, I believe in myself. I believe that we all have a choice to do right or wrong. You know what I mean? I don't think all the bad things in this world occur from thousands of years ago, some woman biting a piece of fruit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because she was listening to a talking snake. I don't believe that anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think everybody has the capacity to do what we consider good and evil. And those things are very subjective, because what I deem is good or bad, you might not say is good or bad.
True that.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it's good and evil within different societies. You know what I mean? So it's just what we collectively deem to be good and bad, but I think everybody has a choice to make within themselves.
True that. But I believe, like, within certain environments, some stuff, some things that are taught are not good, and you have to kind of unlearn certain shit.
Yeah, you do.
You know what I'm saying? Like us growing up, like, there's certain things we were taught, you know, manly stuff, that, like, hey, it's actually cool to be this way. You know what I'm saying? It's cool to... I guess, like, you were taught as a boy, you better not cry. You better not, you know, you be strong, be tough, be tough, be tough. So, like, you choose to be so tough that you kind of, you know what I'm saying, you lose yourself in a way. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying? Like, you kind of, like you said on the first episode, like, women are more emotional, so they can, like, handle stuff better than men.
Right.
More emotional, because we're taught to be this... Tough guy. You know what I'm saying? For so long that you forget. Like, and sometimes I catch myself having to go, like, man, let me slow down. You know what I'm saying? Like, my little boy does something, I'd be like, you know, I want to be like, man, tone up, like,
yeah, yeah. But we just people, man. We go through all kinds of emotions. You know what I mean? And kids are allowed to feel emotions too. And you know what I mean? But I'm just of the mindset that I feel like you should question everything. If somebody tells you 2 + 2 = 4, you shouldn't just take it on their word that 2 + 2 = 4. You should question it. Then you should research it for yourself and see if 2 + 2 really is 4. You know what I mean?
So you go that far?
Oh, yeah. I go that far. Yeah, I go that far. But you have to, man, because it's just everything that has been taught to us, man. Like, I give you a breakdown. Like, today is Easter. A lot of people don't even stop to think about where that came from. And someone posted, like, what was the meaning behind Easter? And,
I think I seen it.
Yeah, not coming.
Yeah.
He was like, well, why do we have rabbits and eggs? Because I said, Ishtar, the goddess Ishtar, which is pronounced Easter. We pronounce it Easter. She was the goddess of fertility. And so rabbits reproduce at an extreme rate. So they represent fertility.
Yeah,
they go at it. And it represents fertility. An egg represents life after fertility. Because the egg has to be fertilized to hatch. So it brings new life. So that's all it was. That's why people have these traditions.
It's
where you...
The resurrection is like a rebirth. That's what that come from too?
Well, Christians just kind of adopted that practice. Because Christianity is still a relatively new religion.
Yeah.
So what happened was, the same thing with Christmas. Like, Jesus wasn't born on December 25th. If he existed, he wasn't born on December 25th. And you think about, why is Easter on a different day every year. Like, it's later in April. Sometimes it's in March. Sometimes it's early April. Because it's always just the first full moon after the vernal equinox. So that's all it's based on. And so, I mean, when you try to explain these things to people, you know, it's, sometimes it's frustrating because, like I say, I always did beyond. I did deeper. And the same thing with Christmas, like the resurrection. It's just all, it was really like, the Bible is based on a lot of stuff, like from other cultures and also constellations. Like, all right, for instance, December 21st is the winter solstice. It's the shortest day of the year.
December 21st.
Yeah, it's the shortest day of the year. We know that.
And it's every year, December 21st is going
to
be.
It's the shortest day of the year. And that's the first day of winter. December 21st. The sun goes through a constellation called the Crux. So the shortest day of the year, the sun dies. It goes through the Crux. So the sun is crucified. You see what I'm saying? So the sun is crucified. The 22nd, 23rd, 24th, it stays in that constellation. This is observable. What happens every year is observable. It stays within that constellation of the Crux. December 25th, it comes out of that Crux. So the sun is reborn 3 days later. So the sun dies. Dead for 3 days, is reborn on December 20th.
Like, the sun, I mean, hold on. So, in those 3 days, the sun don't shine?
No. The sun shines, but it's the shorter days of the year. It goes through this constellation.
Okay, it makes a day short. Okay,
yeah. I got you. And it's going through the constellation of the called the Crux. So, they just said the sun is crucified. The sun, quote unquote, dies. It stays within this constellation, the 22nd, 23rd, 24th, mm-hmm. And it's reborn on the 25th. And so that's all where the stories come from. And that's why you have the zodiacs. Hold on. And then 30 days after it comes out of there, it goes to Aquarius. That's when Aquarius start. That's why Jesus in the Bible was baptized at 30. Because 30 days after the sun is reborn, it goes into Aquarius. The sign for Aquarius is the water man.
Yeah.
The guy of water. The same thing as John the Baptist, the water man. And then it just goes through the whole constellation, the zodiac. You know, Virgo, you're born of a virgin. You know, Leo, you're the Lion of Judah, all that. It just goes back through the pattern every year. You got the 12 disciples, the 12 constellations. I mean not the 12 months of the year. You know, the 12 zodiac signs, the 12 disciples. I mean, it gets interesting. Like I say, people gonna listen to this and think I'm crazy. But
so you feel like the Bible's like an adaptation to this, like all these different things that happen on a what's the word? Like you said, dealing with like astrology,
right? Astrology, astrology, numerology. I mean, it's all wrapped up in there. And man, people
so
just
you think it was created to control people or just make people behave in a certain way? Chris Rock said something. I always he said Muslims don't like pork.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He said maybe 100 years ago, before there was refrigerators, a pork chop would kill you. If it stayed out too long,
right.
You know what I'm saying? It's spoiled, you know, whatever. Eat that pork chop, you might die. Now, you got refrigerators. You got aluminum foil. Now, a pork chop is your best friend. You know what I'm saying? So, you think it's like those type of things are set in place to keep people from doing it so it wouldn't kill them or it wouldn't. They would treat people differently.
I think every religion is in the control business.
Yeah.
I look at religion the same way I look at like race race, religion, politics, the things that they say you shouldn't discuss.
Yeah.
I put all those three of those things in the same boat. Because race keeps us divided, religion keeps us divided, politics keeps us divided. Yeah. I think it's just another method for control. And it's a lot of things taught to us that we just don't know about, like it's the same way we have the Trinity. The Egyptians had the Trinity. You know, like, all right. So when we say God is just a generic form, because God is not a name; it's just a title. So in ancient terms, God would be El.
Okay.
That's why Hebrews they call their God Elohim. It's just a plural, Elohim. Anytime you see EL, it's always a form of God or somewhere going higher up. In church, that's why you got elders. In the world, that's why you got the elite. That's why you got elevators. It's to go up. It's higher up. That's why you call Jesus they call Jesus Emmanuel.
I got one for you.
Uh-oh.
What about elves?
Elves?
Elves.
Oh, are you talking about elves? Hey, thought about that one. But that's interesting, though.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, keep going.
All right. And then, of course, you have in the Bible, El Shaddai. I mean, you can go on and on.
El Shaddai, what's that mean?
I forgot what it means. It's in the Bible, El Shaddai. They called him El Shaddai.
Oh, so somebody's name?
Yeah, I think that's... Okay. Or it may have been a roadway travel. It was something El Shaddai. I forgot what it was exactly. But
that's why even in mythology? Yeah, the God of War, God of this, the God of... It was like the God of all these things. They were like God of this, but they was this person.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So listen, in African culture, you know, especially in Egyptian, but other African cultures as well, you have like the Trinity as well. Like you have Osiris, you have Horus, which is the sun god, Amun Ra.
Yeah.
And then you have Isis. She's a mother goddess. That's where Isis just derived the name from. So you have Osiris, which is the father god, which is, so we just can call him El. He's just the guy, El, E-L. Now, stay with me now.
Okay.
He's the guy, E-L. So you just take the E-L off Osiris, the El, father El. You have Isis, I-S. Then you have Amun Ra, the sun god, R-A. So you have I-S-R-A-E-L, Israel.
Israel.
Yeah. So people think Israel is this holy land. It's nothing holy about Israel. It's just a land. There's nothing holy about the people over there, anything. Why would God choose just that little piece of land to make it say it's a holy land? For what? They've been fighting like cats and dogs over there with a piece of land, and nothing benefited. Nobody's benefited from the land or anything. You know what I mean? Like, it makes no sense to me. But people never stop and question these things. Even like, and we adapted in pop culture as well. Like Superman, his real name is Kal-El. His father is Jor-El, so he's the son of El, the son of God. So it's just, man, I'm telling you, you can just dive deep. Like I say, I dive deep. I don't believe 2 + 2 = 4 until I look it up. But it's so, man, I'm telling you, man, it's so much we can go with that, man. But you know, it is what it is. But suffice it to say, man, for anything that I believe, I'm gonna always dig deeper. And I don't care who criticized me or who say Chad is crazy, because you know what I mean? I don't care.
I respect the indifference. Like that's why I want people to challenge more things.
They should.
And whatever you believe in, I want you to challenge it.
You should challenge everything.
You never know until you figure it out for yourself. Like,
right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It comes down to anything. Like, somebody could tell you, like, somebody told me they sold me this product, right?
Mm.
It said it was this much. And me not being all right, here you go.
Right.
I get it. When the guy that paid the money needed another one. Couldn't find this person, so I went to look for myself. End up, they got out on me. I say it was $20. It was $10. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So they're like, I just gave them $20
mm-hmm.
for nothing. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, you know, research yourself and you find out you might want to get messed over. You know?
Yeah, man.
I tell you, come with anything. Buy the car, buy the house, look for shoes, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You go deeper with it. You went a little bit deeper.
And sometimes, man, I hate that I went that deep, because once you know the truth, it's hard to go back. You know what I mean? It's like Harriet Tubman when she said she carried a shotgun with her. She said it wasn't for our oppressors, the people that would catch us. She said, I kept a shotgun because once you left with me, you were not allowed to go back. Because she said, I would shoot anybody that tried to escape back. She said, once you come with me, you got to come with me.
Wow.
Because if you go back, you may tell everybody this underground, you know, this path. Yeah. So once you come with me, this is it.
Was
oh, yeah. She was about that life. She carried a shotgun. And she said, if you turned around, you was going to get that shotgun. Because you were not going to expose everybody else and put everybody else at risk. So that's me. Like, once I've left, it's impossible for me to turn around now. You know what I mean? Because I know too much.
Harry was a gangster. Well, that is crazy.
Yeah, it was, man. It's like I say, man, we just go so deep with that, man. But I feel like that was kind of important to say on Easter. And this is not the rain on anybody parade. I don't care if y'all still want to hide ears and carve up chocolate Easter bunnies.
Yeah, it's the festivities of it.
You know? Yeah, I mean, do what you want to. Yeah, because I still hang out with my family. Like I said, I just came from a dinner.
Yeah.
I enjoy the time with my family. Yeah. You know what I mean? holidays, Christmas. I still enjoy that time with my family. So, you know, everybody do what they want to do. But just for me, understanding of what I know, there's no way that I can go back.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So, and then, you know, like, I still believe in some kind of higher entity.
Some higher power.
Yeah, I feel like all of this happened, like, it's too perfect.
You believe in reincarnation?
I don't have any proof of it. So, I don't until I have any proof. You know what I mean? I mean, I guess that's kind of hypocritical because I believe in some things without proof, like other people. But I believe that there's some higher power, and I don't really have a proof of that.
I'm not saying that you believe that we've been here before at one time or another. And, like, what we learned in the past, like, kind of becomes part of our work.
I don't believe in it, but I also wonder why sometimes it feels like deja vu. People talk about deja vu. Yeah. And I always wonder, why do I have that feeling like I've done this before? Or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so it's weird.
Some things that you pick up faster than somebody else would.
Yeah.
You're like, that picked it up way too fast. Like, how
did
I?
Yeah.
The intuition you have to know that type of thing. Like, maybe in your previous life, you did this. Like, this is what you did. You know what I'm saying? Like, at one time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ever thought about that? Like, in that way?
I don't know, man. That's a weird scenario to me.
It's weird.
Yeah, it is.
I kind of.
You kind of with the reincarnation thing?
Yeah, I can believe in it. I can see where, you know, if I can believe in zombies or ghosts, why not?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you never can tell. I believe it's aliens somewhere.
Nah, I do believe in that too. I just feel like with the vastness of space.
As big as this universe is, and we the only thing.
And you know, it's weird because we just got the first real, well, not the first image, but I guess it's the first image that we've received of a black hole. They put that out. Maybe it's been about 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
And they showed it, and it was like, it was 55 million light years away. Now, mind you, one light year is 6 trillion miles for us. So you multiply 55 million times 6 trillion, it was 33 with, I think, 21 zeros behind it. That's how far away that black hole is. Now, if you just put that in context, you can't even really fathom that. You know what I mean? It's super. I mean, you can't even fathom that.
Yeah.
And so it's like, if space is that vast, it's hard to imagine that there's not other life out there somewhere. That there's some kind of other sentient beings out there, just how we just fell in the right spot because Earth had to be perfect, like perfect distance from the sun. You know what I mean? Like everything had to line up perfect for us. Mm-hmm. But the vastness of space, there has to be some other.
But something could also, you know, adaptation to whatever other world exists. Like, they had to adapt to certain things, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think we, if we believe the whole, we came from monkey type technology,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Like, we had to adapt in somewhere over hundreds and hundreds of years. You had to kind of. You know, first of all, you start standing up. You know, it's adaptation over years. You know what I'm saying? So I know it's some other alternate planet somewhere.
Yeah.
Or say somebody else didn't do the same. Some other entity didn't do the same thing. Adapt to its own, its surroundings in that area.
Yeah, I mean, it's really the possibility.
Maybe there's another chance in some 55 million light years away in some alternate universe.
You mean there's more than one do right?
It might be, man. You never know.
Wonder what his life is like. If it's another dude right out there, I hope you're thriving, man. I hope you're living your best life. Yeah. Live your best life, dude right. Wherever you at in this galaxy, in this universe, live your best life, man. Yeah, that's pretty funny, man.
Well, you know, it could happen.
Yeah, it's possible, man. It's possible. We got Got Game of Thrones popping back out tonight. You still ain't on it, but the second episode.
I haven't got a chance to partake in the Game of Thrones, man. I'm gonna wait till it's all over and everybody die down, then I'm gonna go back and watch it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
You ain't got but 5 more weeks, though. This season gonna be short. 5 weeks and then
five
it's
weeks.
Yeah, then it's a wrap. It's end of the series. Yeah, you can catch up with it, though, man.
Yeah,
you're,
I catch up with it, man. I got on demand. There's not many episodes in every season, so it should be pretty.
It's like 10 episodes every season, and then
do at least 3 a day.
Yeah, you can knock it out. You say you don't like the bench though, but you can watch them. Yeah, you can catch
up. Stuff I will. Like, I did Power.
Yeah.
Some stuff I will, you know. But, yeah, I got to get into it. Yeah. I heard, I was listening to another podcast, and they was talking about, like, it was like, it's so complex, they couldn't explain to you what it was about. Like,
to my Game of Thrones? Yeah. That's what I was trying to tell you last week, man.
Yeah, it's like, it's so complex, like, I can't even. It is. You just nerd out, like, with it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is.
He said it's hard to keep up. Like, he said the first three episodes are crucial to the whole series. So you got to keep up with it. Like, there's certain names you're not going to get.
The first season kind of slow, but it's very crucial that you keep up with that first season of what's going on, because you see the chess pieces starting to move, and that lays the foundation for the whole series, man. Yeah, it's a good show, man. Come on tonight, but yeah, but and you got to keep up with it, man. And like I say, this is season 8. It just takes you through the highs and the lows, and there's a lot of characters. A lot of people say they lost track of it after season 1, like it didn't keep their interest.
Yeah.
But, man, if you just stay through the first few episodes of season 1,
yeah,
it's going to be dope, man.
Yeah, it's going to catch up. You're going to roll on in.
Yeah, you're going to roll on in.
You know, one day I have to.
Yeah.
You know, while I'm at work. No, I'm sorry. While I'm at home, I might have to, you know, check it out. Watch it.
And, man, you know, like. Let's flip the subject a little bit. We need some more females to come on here, man. Like, we need some more female energy. Yeah. Do we need some female energy?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
I think they're scared, though.
Listen, y'all reach out.
Like, most people just like to be on their own Facebook page and Instagrams and Snapchats, and because they can get the right light and they can exactly where they
want
to be.
Yeah, I got a few of them that say they want to be on the show, man. I'm gonna bring them on. Yeah. But one thing, I was talking to one of my friends. She wanted me to bring it up on the podcast, so I guess I will. Because she likes to work out, and she goes to the gym. We go to the same gym. And she was like, you know what? She said, I don't know why I feel the need to, like, do my makeup and my hair before I go to the gym. And she said, it's not even for other men. I feel like other women are there judging me. She said, and I think it's the same way with other women. Like, women aren't even going to the gym thinking about what men are seeing. They're trying to compete with the other women there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's become a thing in a lot of society now.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I said in the first episode, I'd be DJing at a club, and you would see all the women together and all the men together. It's like, they each trying to impress each other. Like, he's trying to show how she can shake her ass, and then he's trying to show everybody the dudes how much money he got, how he look, you know. It's like, where's the interaction between the two? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's weird.
It is weird, man.
I think this social media era now, it's like, that is one thing that.
And see, I don't really go to clubs like that. Like, but if I go, I'm pulling up like Big and Small. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? So that's it. I just creep up from behind. Hey, y'all fellas, y'all good over there on the wall. Y'all do y'all thing over there, man. It's like 30 women over here. Y'all finna go see what's up.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, I don't understand it, man.
But see, but that's a good question though. Do women feel more pressure to make themselves up to impress men, or is it for other women? That's a good question, man. Because she was saying it's for other women.
I would want a woman to come here and explain it and say like.
I can tell you for every man, if you ask 10 men, 10 of them will tell you the things I do is to impress women.
Yeah.
But women, they say they're not doing it. Well, she says she's of the opinion that women aren't doing it to impress men. They're doing it to impress other women because they're trying to keep up. I think what the underlying theme is, though, is that you're trying to keep up with other women because you think the men maybe.
Whoever's in front of the line.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Karen is nice. Is that Tracy?
Yeah.
Tracy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I know all the men coming for her, so I need to pass her so they'll look at me. So I think it's some truth in that, man.
High school, bro.
Yeah.
It's high school.
Yeah. And I mean, I never felt the need to really compete with anybody. You know what I mean?
I don't either. I feel like everybody has their own thing.
Yeah.
And once you figure out your thing, that's your thing. Like, that's what you're good at. Everybody's a genius at something. Jay-Z said that. I mean, he said, everybody's a genius at something.
Yeah.
You just got to find out what it is you're a genius at. It's something out there. That's why
say the reincarnation now. It's something like somebody. It's something that you're going to be good at. You just got to figure it out.
I thought I was a genius at basketball growing up. I was like 5'10" in ninth grade. I was like, yeah, man. Like Skilo, I wish I was a little bit taller. Man, I was 5'10". I didn't grow no more from the ninth grade to the to now. Damn. So I was like, yeah, I like basketball, but that's not for me then. Then I thought I was a genius at rapping. And now I'm a pretty good rapper. I'm a pop my own collar. I'm a pretty dope rapper. But man, trying to get in that rap game, man, it's like
it's a different feel. It's a different monster.
It's a different monster because everybody
entertainment period, any type of artistry, like far as like recording artists, singing, rapping, anything, comedy, any spectrum is gonna be a uphill battle. Like rap, especially now, rap's so oversaturated with people that's trying to do it.
And rap is really like who you know, kind of.
Basically, networking.
You got network.
And character.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's character.
Yeah.
Like, you can be talented as hell with thinking of character.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's why, like, man, I remember, and I told you the story, like, I was probably 19, 20 when I first started rapping. Because I heard guys around here doing it. And I was like, man, like, dudes around my circle, like, dudes I go to school with, they rapping. Like, I hear people on the radio. And they'll be dope, but it never motivated me to rap. I wasn't motivated until I saw people that people that I stand next to was doing. I was like, man, they can do it. I want to do it. And, you know, it just started, man. And first time we started rapping, man, we used to go to Big Crit Crib. Crit was probably 15, 16 years old, man. And that kid was a genius. He had a little Casio keyboard. He had a little MIDI machine. And he'll funnel those beats through that Casio. Every time he play a key, it'll, like, break down a sample of a song. Man, he was having, like, throwback songs like Kanye West, man. He was 15, 16, 17. And we'd be in there holding that microphone, you know what I mean? So it was fun days back then. We was a little older than Crit, you know what I mean? So we started working, going to school, things of that nature. He ended up moving to Atlanta, struggled for a little while, finally met Johnny Shipes, got on. Then, of course, the rest is history. And so when I say networking, it's like I feel like Crit had the opportunity. He could have pulled us in the game. We're too old now, so I'm past that time frame. But I'm like, man, thinking back on like, it could have been something great. And I don't know why he'd never come back, because it's a lot of talent in Meridian. Like Moyo, Mo D, Joe Montana, Polo. It was so much talent back then, you know, Dirty South. And I was just like, man.
Dirty South had a pretty good – he had a situation at one time.
Yeah, he did, man.
Well, Interscope,
yeah, shout out to Jay Buehler, man. Buehler got them. He got some bars, too. People got that work. But, yeah, man, I mean, for whatever reason, man, he didn't come back and pull his homeboys back up with him. So it is what it is now. And, you know, I still love him, no animosity, but I just think about what could have been.
Yeah, could have created some type of system here and this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of talent around. Especially this era we in right now. There's a lot of talented people, but like there's no industry.
Yeah, it's no industry. And I couldn't fit in with rap now.
Yeah.
Aside from being too old, which I'm still dropping that mixtape though. I'm too old for this. I'm too old for this shit coming one day soon. But I would have fit in this modern era of rap music. Because I'm too lyrical.
Look, you know what's crazy? Rap is the youngest genre of music, right? Mm. Okay. It has to live long enough for, like rock music have different. You have heavy metal, you have alternative, contemporary, you got, you know, all these different genres within rock music, different types of concepts. Hip hop is the same way. It's just that people that's not in it just classify all of it as one thing. People that don't really follow it, they classify it all as something as hip hop.
Yeah.
But there's different waves of hip hop.
Yeah,
you
know it is.
What I'm saying? You got emo styles like with the Lil Uzi Verse and what's about Juice WRLD and guys like that right there.
Yeah.
Then you got your gangster rap. You know, you still got those guys. You know Young Dolls,
yeah.
You know, these guys, like, you know, gangster rap, you know what I'm saying, Yo Gotti, all this stuff here. You still got that. You got your I don't know what to really call it. Like, I don't really call it trap. They didn't call it trap rap, but it ain't trap. Trap rap, it was where it derived from. But like your mumble rap, like your Migos.
Yeah, your Kodak, like Kodak Blast and all that. Yeah.
Things like that. You know, then you got your lyrical. You got your Chris. You got your Kendrick. You got J. Cole. You got, you know, so then you got Backpackers. You got like Joey Badass. And he's got, it's different multitudes of hip hop. It's just people that don't subscribe to it, just classify it all as one thing.
Right.
But it's certain ones I don't listen to, but I listen to these sites. You know what I'm saying? You got older rappers. That's why you got older rappers coming back out now, putting out projects, because it's still avenues to work. You still can make some money. You still can get some records. You see, you and I just put out a project. It's doing pretty well.
Yeah.
You know?
And I don't know if it's just because I got older, man. Like, I used to didn't like that old super stupid kind of rap.
What you mean?
That old cat, bat, rat, hat. Like, you know what I mean? That old Dr. Seuss type rap. That's simple. Yeah, because I always been like, man, rap is about lyrics. You know what I mean?
You just want like just rhyming.
Yeah, I was like, but I done got older, man. I be listening to these cats. I'm like, man, I just find myself falling further to the dark side.
That beat
is jamming. I was like, damn, man, little baby.
Hey,
little baby Gunner, boy, they were getting it on that little track, but they dripped too hard, but
like you say though, it's still like sometimes I had to catch myself like, nah, this ain't me.
Yeah,
this ain't me. Yeah, this is
not
me. And it's not me because of an age. It's not me before. It's the taste of it. I don't have a taste for this type of
rap. And I still want to rap because they still let me to rap. But I know I'm probably too old for it now. You don't think so?
No. I don't think so. If 2 Chainz popped, he was 40. I just know it.
Like, you know, 2 Chainz.
He's still putting out classic material that's going, you know.
Still. Yeah, he rebranded himself.
Oh, yeah. Him, Juicy J.
Yeah.
Like, these guys still out here collecting checks off rap music.
Yeah, but they've been in the game for a minute, too, though.
Yeah.
Like, you can't put me on a cover of Freshman Double SL.
No, that ain't gonna be
it. 37-year-old freshman. You know what I mean?
What was that movie called?
Oh, man. I can't think. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. It'll be like that. Yeah, it'll be like that right there.
I get no respect. And Darryl Rodney Dangerfield, boy.
Well, I just think, man, if you come with a unique sound and you have a solid composition to work. I just think, you know, so it's people out there that want to check it out, they'll listen to it.
Yeah.
If you present it in the right way, you put it in the right hands, you never know.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. I think the most consumers, though, they want just everything to be spoon-fed to them.
True that.
And I'm going to give you something that you're going to have to think about, like, you know what I mean?
But like I say, though, it's a reason why J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, these guys are successful. Yeah. Like, these guys are doing bigger numbers than a lot of these people that you might see, like a Kodak. Like, these dudes, man, they wish they had the numbers that Kendrick was doing.
I see Kodak shot a little slug back at T.I.
Oh, yeah, that was expeditiously.
I didn't think it was that dope. Yeah. Like, some people did, but, I mean, you know.
Yeah. I thought it was
it was an air for me.
Yeah.
But
you can say some real bad things. Yeah. Clever.
It
was just like,
but I feel them for clapping back, though. You know what I mean? Like,
I
people think Kodak, like, he gonna clap back. He ain't gonna back down. That little Joker, man. He
I'm gonna see what T.I. come back with something.
Yeah. I don't think T.I. should even respond to Kodak.
He already
has. See, cause you're an elder statesman. That's like,
and see, like
it's like Michael Jordan going 1-on-1 with a rookie out here that a rookie drafted in the second round. You know what I mean? Like I wouldn't even give him that time. Cause the only thing you're doing is making his spotlight bigger. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But the thing about it is, he already stepped out there on that plateau. He already done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And one thing about this new generation, you cannot not fight them in their own comfort zone. Their comfort zone is the internet, social media. That's their comfort zone.
Yeah.
That's what they subscribe to. And I can't say Kodak. I can't say Kodak for instance.
a lot of these dudes ain't who they portray to be on social media.
Yeah.
I can't, like Kodak, I believe that little knucklehead nigga did some stupid shit though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like most of these guys are not tough guys. They just on the internet. They Tekashi 6ix9ine. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
They're not tough guys.
Tekashi. Tekashi in the courtroom.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's basically what they subscribe to. So you know what I mean? When you kind of catch these guys outside of that, like when you they doing a show somewhere and they can't move around the way that,
yeah,
like it's gonna be kind of hard to breathe for them.
Yeah,
well, yeah. Seen it happen before.
Anyway, yeah. So circle back around. I don't know what I'm a genius at now, so I gotta find my other genius. Maybe it's podcasting.
Maybe.
Yeah, we appreciate all the YouTube viewership, you know, Spotify, you know, all the Facebook following, man. Y'all make sure y'all subscribe to my YouTube page, man. PDAWF Podcast. Subscribe right now.
Subscribe to that, and you know, like I said, we up on Spotify, Apple Music, and Google Play now too.
Yeah,
all three of those platforms. So if you can't watch us, you can listen to it. It's simple, easy.
Yeah.
So get those numbers up there too, man. You take it from the car to the house, back to the car, to your phone,
it did.
Your tablet, to your TV screen, all that good stuff right there. Simple, easy, man.
Anything else, man?
Oh, I think that's about does it, man. Anything that's happening in the world of.
I'm finna go catch the rest of these basketball games, man.
Oh yeah, I just seen the Celtics put they canceled Pacers.
Yeah, they canceled them, man. I got the Celtics going to the finals this year.
You got them for the finals?
Yeah, playing Golden State.
Okay, I can see that. They get past the, let's see.
They got Milwaukee next.
Yeah, Milwaukee, that's.
They gonna
beat. They about to drop.
Yeah, they gonna beat Milwaukee.
Yeah, and the Pistons, you know what I'm saying? They got, you know, but. I don't know, man. Yeah. Giannis is a monster.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I think Boston gonna have a little too much for him, though.
You think Celtics can beat the Warriors?
They can.
You think so?
Yeah, they can. Because they got a deeper team.
Yeah, they do have a different,
Outside of Durant, Clay, and Steph, don't, who on the Warriors scare you?
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Boston got 6 or 7 dudes that can get to you.
Yeah. I saw Tatum this go, man. That dude is a monster.
Yeah, he tough.
Yeah. He gonna be something special in the next 2 or 3 years, for real, for real.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. So you think Philadelphia, they ain't gonna do that with nobody?
Philly got a dope team, man. On paper, they probably the most talented team besides Golden State, but they ain't got no shooters, man, except for that one kid, J.J. Redick.
Yeah.
They ain't got no shooters, and they going to need shooting down the stretch. People Golden State, people Boston.
I like the way Ben Simmons been working it, though, man. He been doing like
that joke.
1-point game, but he been going down.
That Joker cannot shoot, though, to save his life.
He can't shoot, but he can. Like, he's a great passer.
He a good point guard.
Yeah. We see the fight.
No, I didn't see the fight, man.
Jimmy B was not going, bro.
No.
Jimmy Butler was not going.
Man, I had stepped away as soon as I came back. They had missed it up.
Oh, man. Jimmy Butler was not the one to play with it.
Yeah, man. You gotta keep your composure, though, man, because it's the playoffs. You don't want to miss no time.
I think old buddy was trying to get him out of that, though. The way he did that, B was like,
how
you do that?
Yeah.
B was like, what you doing? But Jimmy?
Yeah, it's smarter than me. Did the right thing, but
Jimmy B.
Yeah,
JB was not playing with him, dog.
Oh man.
We're gonna see what these playoffs hit for.
Yeah, so
I lose some money.
So we got
the. I want to bet something.
We got the playoffs. We got Game of Thrones tonight, man. And everybody enjoy your Easter Sunday, man. When you get this, probably Easter's past though. But hope everybody enjoyed their holidays. Before we go, man. I got a few condolences I want to give out. My guy, Curtis Little, man, he passed away it's been probably a little bit over a week ago. And just knew him from church. His family is like family to me. And he will be greatly missed. He was a good guy. Every time I see him, it was always a great conversation. Just a good dude, man. So rest in peace, Curtis Little. Condolences to the whole Little family. And also Gracie, that just passed away 2 days ago. I mean, was it yesterday or 2 days ago?
Saturday, Friday night.
Yeah, just a sad situation because I knew her, man. Like, my cousin was best friends with her growing up. So when I was like 9, 10 years old, she would come around because her and my cousin would always hang out with each other. And then she lived like maybe two blocks over. So, you know, just when you're a kid, just outside riding bikes, you just ride in the neighborhood, you just see everybody, man, just kind of know everybody. And it's just tough, man, because she had kids, you know, and she had a family that's going to really miss her, man. So condolences to Gracie's family out there as well. Yeah, and I guess that's it, man.
Oh, yeah, Like I say, subscribe, go check out the YouTube and Facebook page, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, all that good stuff right there. Please don't argue with facts.
Are you still down?
Who killed that girl, man?
Then they say hot tub.
Yeah, got him out of there. See, I just had my dinner with my